Good, everybody. Welcome back to Untamed. You know who it is. This is your boy, Bubba.
It's Dodie.
It has been quite some time since we've been on the podcast, getting real untamed about sports that we like to talk about. And you know what? It's a comeback. You know what they say. Don't call it a comeback, baby. You know what they say. Man, what you been up to, Dodie? It's been quite some time.
Man, just living life, you know, the move like a couple of times since the last time we've been on her. But man, hey, I thought you would have been done learning your lesson wearing a Raiders shirt.
Hey, gotta represent always.
We're supposed to be better off than we was the last time we saw each other. You still taking steps back. I'm worried.
Hey, the last time we did something, I was still in school. Man, it's been quite some time, you know. My boys went down there to Dallas, took care of business on Thanksgiving Day. You know, it's been quite some time, man. We got a lot to catch up on, but we're going to talk about current events right now.
Let's do that.
I know you're upset. I know you're upset because, you know, we might talk a little trash at the end about what happened this past year in the NFL season just because, you know, you've been upset. But we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later, all right? Let's start, man. March Madness, man. It's been quite a tournament, you know. We're down to the Final Four. You know, it's crazy because we all know Kansas was gonna get there. I'm just gonna lay that out there right now. We all know KU was gonna make the Final Four.
So we all knew that.
We all knew Duke was gonna make the Final Four just because it's Coach K's last run with the blue. With the Duke Blue Devils, we all know that was going to happen. Villanova, either it was either them or Arizona making the Final Four. And then out of nowhere, Williams lists North Carolina Tar Heels making the Final Four. I did not expect them making the Final Four. I had either UCLA or Purdue out of that region making the Final Four.
I can see Purdue. Because Purdue, the big man they got inside was like legit. You know, I'm talking about
7'2".
Yes, he was legit. But I want to say is his last name Williams. The other guy they had down.
So.
Man, this dude,
cool
basketball, posting up, giving the shimmy and the shake. Like he brought back like old school memories of old school basketball. I love watching Purdue, but I didn't think they had enough to go all the way. NC, North Carolina, I didn't see going all the way because the games against them and Duke, they just didn't put me in the mindset of going over the edge of winning the championship. So,
right.
And my surprise, and this is why I had to win it all. I got, my bracket was blown first day. I had Baylor, one of the Big 12 schools. Went out the way.
Oh,
the only school that I didn't have in the Big 12 going all the way was Kansas. You know me. I am a hater, and I am a Jayhawk hater. Football, basketball, hockey, whatever they got, I'm not going for no Wildcats or no Jayhawk from the state of Kansas. I'm not doing it. And so I really didn't have them going too far. I had them winning a couple of rounds, but, you know, but I'd have had them going number one. I'd have had them going all the way. And especially when they got their one seed, I was kind of like, hold on. Y'all just doing it. Y'all not doing it because they're playing good basketball right now. But I got to say, I have nothing negative to say about the tournament this year. And, you know, that's hard for me to say because I'm going to find something wrong.
Right.
I actually liked every single game I've seen this year, honestly.
Yeah, it's been real competitive, real different, especially St. Peter's, man. A 15 seed, make it to the Elite Eight, making history. Nobody would have thought, you know, there's been a couple times where, you know, a low seed, you know, they have a nice little Sweet 16 run. But Elite Eight, I mean, that's history for them. But, I mean, I thought that game between them and UNC was going to be a little bit closer, but clearly – you know, North Carolina being North Carolina, just the school that they are, you know, they truly showed their colors against them. I mean, if Kentucky was a true school like they thought they were, they should have beat St. Peter's flat out. I mean, there's no hands down. Kentucky is a way better basketball team than St. Peter's, but clearly, you know, that Cinderella story, you know, that spark St. Peter's had in, you know, they had a nice run. I was really impressed with them, honestly.
Yeah, I was too. And the one thing I can say about St. Peter's is not only are they coached well, but they got the griminess to go with the good coach. If that makes sense. They're like, they grimy, but their coach also had a great game plan coming into every game to where, like Kentucky, if you take them lightly and you just think, because we Kentucky, we're going to walk in here, you're going to get beat. And I think that's what NC, I don't think NC came in thinking like that. Just the way their game plan was, they knew and respected St. Peter's to the point to where, hey, man, we got to pick them apart playing basketball. Not coming out here thinking we just going to run up and down the court. We got to play basketball and get them down early and see how they react. And once that happened, so St. Peter's tried to fight their way back in it, but being down 20 at half against North Carolina, bro, I don't know too many NBA teams that would come back.
Purdue really should have had St. Peter's. They really locked down that 7-foot big man down there. He only had about not even about 10 points. They locked him down. I thought Purdue had that game in the bag, no doubt, being way higher seed, a better team overall. I feel like they just couldn't get it done.
I think if they could have hit some more mid range jumpers and had their three game on, I think Purdue would have won that game. But wasn't nothing falling for them outside. And so when you double down on your big men inside and they get in foul trouble early, kind of hard to be aggressive. But I was very impressed by Purdue. I'm being serious. Been a Big Ten school, haven't been paying attention to the Big Ten like I should have this year, but I wasn't expecting that out of Purdue. They really surprised me. The games I seen them play this year, I didn't really see I knew the big men was there, but I didn't really see them play as good as they did in the tournament. But I was really impressed. I'm not impressed by Kansas.
I don't know why you gotta be a hater, man.
Because I am. And a true one seed,
you know, who cleared out their side of the bracket, beating Texas Southern by double digits, playing a very good, experienced Providence team. Majority of Providence lineup was graduate transfers. Yeah, one senior in the starting lineup.
Where is Providence? You don't know.
I don't even know what conference they're in, honestly.
So that you can't say.
Obviously, they must have been good enough to be a four seed in the Midwest.
Who else you gonna put as a four seed in the Midwest?
Could have been a lot of other teams.
Who?
Texas Tech, maybe.
Okay. No, that
number
was going
two, number two defense was in the nation was Texas Tech.
Yeah, but they went.
You could have threw them in there. I mean,
you got to throw them to the West, man, with Gonzaga and all them. You can't keep them in the Midwest.
Nobody expected Richmond to beat Iowa. That I did not expect that at all. I thought Iowa was clearly a better team. That blew my mind.
I agree.
And with Miami beating Auburn, Auburn was clearly a top five team all year long. Clearly showed that, even in the rankings, they should have been number one a couple times, and they never got the vote. But they were clearly a top team, and that was the one team I was worried about if Kansas was going to play was Auburn, just because you know what they've done all year. They lose to Miami. We end up playing Miami in the Elite Eight, and I'm not gonna lie, I was scared the first half. Miami was giving us a run for our money, just because of you know that guard McGusty. He was playing lights out, playing how a true guard should play, leader of the team, definitely putting the team on his back. And I was a little bit worried there just because, you know, they're getting ahead, they were hitting their shots. KU was terribly shooting in the first half, just poor performance as far as shooting wise, and free throws as well.
It was being KU.
I know Bill Self must have gave must have gave them boys a hell of a speech halftime to where they came out and played in the second half and just totally had their foot on the gas pedal and did not look back at all. But as far as free throws go, them boys need to get some new technique because, oh my Lord, terrible free throw. At one point, they were like 13 and 24 on the free throw line. That is terrible. That is, you get fouled that many times, you should, all your guards should be at least have like an 80% like free throw shooting percentage, 85 and higher. As a guard, majority of their guards shoot like 75 and below. That is god awful free throw shooting.
Yeah, but that's what I
that's, get in the NBA if that's the case.
But that's what I keep saying about Kansas. I've been saying that all year. It's just, they won. Kansas win a lot of games because people walk into that game playing Kansas. And sometimes, and you know this for yourself, Kansas has not played the best basketball all season long.
But no, we are not. We are not an elite team. We are a scrappy team.
Yes, and that's what I respect Kansas for, is being scrappy and being that team to where you can win games off of your name. I like that. Don't get me wrong, but it's Kansas. Baylor should you know, Baylor should be where Kansas is right now. I think the media would like.
Clearly, it wasn't. Y'all lost to North Carolina. My boys in blue, KU, they prepared. Ochai Agbaji has not had a good tournament at all. Terrible play in tournament-wise. But that second half, he showed up and played like the national player of the year like he should have been. He should have been playing like that whole tournament. If he was averaging 18 a game, we'd have been a whole different team. But clearly other people who should have been stepping up have stepped up. Remy Martin, David McCormick. Time to time, Jalen Wilson and Christian Brown been playing good. So, yes, that some of those games should have been a little bit more points, but clearly, you know, a double-digit win over a tough Miami team. For a 10 seed, they were tough. I will give them the credit of that. They beat a number two Auburn team. They beat up on Iowa State, another Big 12 team. And they got the job done, man. I mean – okay, you got the job done. That's all I could say.
Yeah, they did. Auburn now. Auburn. I think the selection committee had them right. I think they had them. That's the one team I think the selection committee put in the right place because they're not a tournament team. Individual, getting ready for one game, they solid. Getting ready for tournament play, I didn't see them as a tournament team this year. Gonzaga. I didn't see really as a tournament team this year, even though they had a one season. I didn't see them as a tournament team.
And that was I knew Arkansas was going to get the win on them just because Arkansas plays really good defense.
Yeah. And see, like teams like Arkansas, I thought would be a deep tournament running team. Believe it or not, TCU, I really thought when TCU made the tournament that they was going to make a run because they are like one of those scrappy teams. Not to be a championship team, but they play up to the level of their opponents. You know what I'm saying? They will knock off a Kansas on the right night or an Auburn on the right night because they just play scrappy. Texas Tech is just solid. You know? But I really thought the Big 12 should have had more teams in the Elite Eight. I really thought Texas Tech had a chance to go. Iowa State had a chance. TCU. I just thought they were going to be like one of those teams that's just going to mess up the bracket. You know, I didn't really think they were going to be that far, but I see that they had enough talent to get there. Baylor, I don't really want to talk about Baylor.
I had them in the Elite Eight. I'll be honest. I had them in the Elite Eight, but I had them losing to Purdue. I had those. But one team that I had going far too was number three, Tennessee. Really good team. Won the SEC tournament, beat Kentucky in the SEC tournament. I had them going far. They had a really strong conference tournament championship. I had them Final Four. That was my Final Four pick out of the South was Tennessee. So they Michigan busted that up for me. And I didn't expect Michigan to make it to the Sweet 16 either. I had them one and done, honestly. Like, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I honestly did too. I thought that situation with a coach, you know, little incident he Dwight had. Howard. I thought that
was yeah.
In the rest of the season. So them even making the tournament was expected, but I thought they was gonna be like one and done. So, now Tennessee, I did like Tennessee. I just don't trust with Rick Barnes. He's a good seasoned coach, but when he was at the University of Texas, get tournament time, and for some reason, them dudes was the star tournament play. I think he's a great coach. I just don't trust him in the tournament.
Well, now we've got the Final Four, KU versus Villanova. Got the Duke versus North Carolina. Who you got? Who you got making to the championship?
Even though NC done beat Duke during the regular season.
Last game of the season, too.
Yeah, I got to give this game to Duke. I really think the players are playing for Coach K. And I can tell Coach K is kind of like ready for the season to be over with. I just get that kind of like vibe from it. You know, he's going to be a professional. He's going to coach out the rest of the season. That's what I really look like. He really looks like he's done. No, but I think the players know we gotta win a natty. We gotta win a natty. Coach K last year, we gotta send him out on top. And so I don't put none past Duke right now. I think they're gonna beat NC. But in the other game, I don't wanna say it. I wish Jay Wright had. I wish Jay Wright could come up with a game plan to beat KU. But if anybody needs to win a national championship, they need to bring it back to the Big 12. So I'm gonna give it to KU. I don't want to say
it. All right. So you got Duke, KU, rematch. Did my little history here a couple days ago. This will, if Duke and KU make it, it'll be a rematch from the 1991 championship game. Duke obviously won. I think it was by 5 or 6 points, if I remember correctly. I have it the same way. I think it all leads to me. I feel like Villanova has got height, they got bodies, but I feel like be like how it has been the past couple of games with KU. It's going to be that back and forth game all the way. But this say I feel like it's going to be the same way of Providence. Providence had a lot of height over KU, so I feel like it's going to come down to the wire again. I feel like we'll pull it out. Somehow, some way, we'll figure out how to get the win. And it'll be a rematch between Duke and KU. Now, as much as I want this to be a close game, it can either be a one-sided game or it could be a close game going either way. I want it to be a close game going either way just because, you know, it'll be a great game to remember. Now, as far as who wins, I'm very in the middle. I feel like Duke going to win just because it's Coach K's last ride, or I feel like KU is going to pull one out and possibly, you know, be one of, like, the scrappiest teams that ever won a championship. Like, seriously. Like, I expect us to get this far. I really thought it was going to be Elite Eight, we're going to run into Auburn, had a good season, we'll load up next year, call it a year, right? I did not expect us to get this far, so I'm really up in there. I do think it's going to be KU and Duke, though, in the final. As far as the winner, obviously I want KU to win. Realistically, can it happen? Yes and no, so I don't know, man. We'll see what happens this weekend on Friday or on Saturday, I'm sorry, and then we'll see what happens on Monday.
I think if Duke get there, they're going to win it. Duke get there to the Natty. I don't see them losing it. Even though I want the Big 12 to win another Natty in basketball to solidify themselves as the basketball conference.
Right.
Political reasons with this realignment. And we're going to get Houston to come in. Hopefully we get Memphis.
It's Houston. It's Houston, Cincinnati. UCF,
BYU.
Oh, and BYU. That's right. Yep. I do like Houston. Houston had a good run in the tournament as well. They're scrappy for a five seed. They played really good.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as for like Cincinnati, UCF, and BYU, that looks good on the football side. Just because, you know, Cincinnati, the first B5 school to make it to the college football playoff, that'll look good on our resume. But as far as basketball, Houston, that looks good for the Big 12, honestly.
Yeah. And if we can get Memphis, even though I don't think it's going to happen, if we can get Memphis, I think that'll be real good for basketball. But not only basketball, it'll be somebody that KU can put on their schedule that they might can be.
Penny Hardaway. All right, man. So let's move on, man, to the NBA. Playoff race is coming here soon. I know we got about 10 or 12 games or so. Celtics, Heat, and Bucks, 1, 2, and 3 in the East. You know, we got the Suns, Grizzlies, and Warriors in the West. 1, 2, 3 right there. I don't know, man. I've been watching some NBA here and there. Warriors been the Warriors for not having, you know, Klay. They didn't have Klay until like later in the season. Steph just got hurt, and they've been like 1-5 since he got hurt. You know, they're kind of falling off, but they're still a good team. The Suns obviously clearly are the favorite. You know, they just went to the finals last year, so they got that redemption revenge mindset. Like, all right, we want to go back, and we want to make sure we win. The Grizzlies, they came out the water. I know they were down there somewhere in the 5 or 6 area earlier in the season before the All-Star break, and then they just been playing really well. But as far as the East, the Celtics have probably been the most impressing. I know they were like 24-25 at one point, and now they've only lost like 3 games, and they've just been killing it since then. So, coming to a close. Oh man, what are your thoughts, man?
The East, that's like a very, very interesting race. The Heat has been in first place for the longest. Now, like you said, Boston has turned it on. I really thought the 76ers wasn't going to lose another game, having Harden and B and that. So they look great some nights, and then other nights it's like they get beat by like Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
Right now, but Milwaukee, I really think Giannis is just like pacing himself to where when the playoffs come, he'll turn it on.
Oh yeah. I think they're just really setting themselves up, trying to save themselves, trying to make another run for it. I think honestly.
Yeah, and the Bulls are sneaky because some nights they can beat the best team in the league, and some nights they lose the worst team. So Chicago is kind of tricky to me right now. But West,
before the All-Star break, Chicago was like one of like the favorites just because they loaded up. You know, Lonzo, Alex Caruso, they were the favorites to, you know, possibly be a contender. So I think they might be sneaking in the playoffs though.
Yeah. Within the West, man, I gotta tell you. I don't know. I do not know at all because I got a chance to go to a couple of NBA games. I got to see Ja play in person against the Mavs. And, dude, Ja is the truth. Like, I want him to win one just because he just needs the respect factor. People just need to start like paying attention to this dude and respecting him on another level. This dude is, when he walks on the court, you know he's trying to be the alpha male. He is trying to be the alpha male. I like everything about this dude. Warm up, like every swagger. I'm just a Ja. I'm a Ja fan now. Now, Luka, this dude, man, the size of this dude and the range this dude got, like, this dude is just a baller, man. Those two teams right there, Mavs, Grizzlies, I really don't know where they're going to be because, man, they could be first.
But the Mavs, every time they get in the playoffs, they're one and done. They don't perform.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. Luka Doncic, next great Dallas Mavericks and probably into the next great one, honestly. But the past couple of years, they've been in the playoffs. It's one and done. So it's like the regular season Warriors. But when it's time, you know, when it matters the most, they're not showing up. So, I mean, I don't know.
Kuminga's got, I really think that's an open up, like, everything for the Mavs. Like, just having that one guy off the court so you don't have the inside clogged up. Man, Luka looks amazing. When he can, like, you know, set the step back jumpers, the drive to the holes. It's like his whole game done evolved. The Lakers, I brought them up just to get rid of them because I think they done.
They're the 10 seed. They're in the play-in tournament. They're done, man.
How games y'all got left? How many games y'all got left?
I think it's like 10 or 12, I think.
They'll probably lose out to you. So they're not going to make the playoffs.
Look, LeBron only staying just because he can play with Bronny. He just holding out. He making his check. He's still balling, though. He averaging 35 a game. I'm not going to hate on him. He just waiting until Bronny get in the league so he can retire, man.
I'm glad you look at it that way. I'm not going to look at it that way. Oh,
what's the way you look at it?
You 6'8". He should score that many points, right? Everybody talk about
it. Here's my thing, though. The Lakers loaded up. Westbrook, old man Melo. I don't know why they picked him up. He probably just needed a check. LeBron, AD. Who else they bring in?
You'd rather have Russ instead of Carmelo.
I'm just saying, like, they picked up Melo just because Melo needed some money. He needed a check.
No, Melo didn't need no check. LeBron needed somebody who, when they crashed down on him, he could kick it out and he could shoot three. That's all Melo is there for. Okay? He ain't gonna play no defense. We know that. Never have.
And then you get but, Westbrook, more like Westbrick. Can't do nothing.
When I say that, Rick, you're gonna pop up in your house. Well, nobody calls him Westbrook. No
they're more. The 10th seed. They're gonna play in the play-in tournament and lose. Man, they're done, man. The Lakers are done.
They're not going to the tournament.
They're done, man. They had their championship in the bubble tournament. That was a fluke. Man, that's it, man. Exactly. Like, it was a fluke, man. They had their run.
It's a done deal. This dude, LeBron got James Worthy, Magic. He got some of the old school Lakers hot in here. So, the Lakers are done. The Suns. Now, man, I think they – If Memphis don't win it, or the Mavericks don't win it, the Suns is going all the way because the Suns are like, man, what's
the Suns are Warriors. The Suns are Warriors. The Warriors, when Steph's healthy, man, they got that championship team back, man. Draymond, they got Klay back. And they got the youngster from Michigan, Jordan Poole. He's been playing great, averaging about 25 a game here lately.
Draymond done got soft. He said on public TV, he said he would rather go and see LeBron break the record than to play for the Warriors that night. I lost a lot of respect for him that night. Draymond is not.
All I know is the Warriors might have another run for a championship. Now, I was hoping they would get their youngster at center, James Wiseman, back. Clearly, they got to sit the rest of the season. But hey, they get Steph back. That's a championship team right there, man. Back to them old days when they had their little nice little dynasty going. They might try to run it back.
Nah, they're not going to run nothing back with Draymond wanting to go and see LeBron break a record. That's out. He ain't got that Detroit attitude no more. That Michigan griminess. He ain't got it no more. He done got the attitude. That's out. Now he want to go and buy tickets to see LeBron break a record.
Man, let's move on to the NFL, man. It has been quite a free agency. A lot of dudes moving around. You know, Tyree going to Miami. Amari Cooper, your Dallas Cowboy, got traded to the Browns. Davante Adams, the best receiver in the league, got traded to the Raiders.
To the worst.
Miller to
best,
never.
The best receiver goes to the worst team in the league. That's sad.
Nope, never. Von Miller to the Bills. Chandler Jones to the Raiders. Trying to think of anybody else. Deshaun Watson to the Browns. Just a lot of crazy moves, man. It's been a wild free agency. But I'd like to see what happens this upcoming season. It's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild.
A lot of new faces on new teams, man.
Yeah, but that ain't going to change what it's going to be. Cowboys win the Super Bowl. You already know. So why we
oh, my God. Clearly, I thought y'all were going to do something this past playoff season. And then you let San Fran go down there, let all those fans overtake your stadium, let San Fran run the football all over you. What kind of performance was that? You one and done, and then you try and go, and then your boy Dak Prescott try to go down there and spike the ball, and you know you gotta wait for the ref to touch it. Crickets. Dallas Cowboys choked.
I don't really have nothing to say about that because the head coach to get his job spent the night at the owner's house. So I don't really.
Cupcaking with Jerry Jones. Jerry's world, man.
I've been coached for 17 years, and I don't think I ever spent the night at none of the owners or AD houses. But probably something I'm not going to do. I have to get it.
And then you trade away Amari Cooper just because you didn't want him on the team anymore. You get rid of him for a lousy six-round pick. You can't even get any value out of him.
But I can see that because Amari, like me, you know me. You played under me, bro. Like, the quiet guys that don't have, like, no emotions on them, I'm kind of weary about. You know what I'm saying? I always sit on the sideline with that blank face. And, you know, he never showed with that intenseness that we used to receivers having, like, Dez and Mike. He just, like, kind of be on the sideline just kind of looking like.
But here's the thing, though. He did the same thing when we were in Oakland. When it was his contract year, his final year, and he wasn't getting the touches that he wanted, started giving up, and that's why we traded him away. He did this first 2 years in Dallas, had great season with y'all. 1,000-yard season. Made the playoffs. What happened this year? Finally on his contract. Wasn't getting the throws and the touches he wanted. What are you doing? He started giving up. Started giving up on his route. You know, started doing other things. And then started throwing a fit. So, I mean, I can see why you traded him just because of how he didn't perform on his final contract year. But it's like, I mean, if you're not getting the touches, clearly you got another dude beside you. CD Lamb, you got another dude on the other side. Michael Gallup, who just got a contract from y'all. So, I mean, clearly it seems like you're going to rely more on CD just because he's a youngster. Still on a rookie contract. You're going to let him play his role that he should be playing just because he is your guys' best receiver, hands down. I can see why you traded him, but for a six-round pick, though, that's not – I was expecting maybe a third. Maybe a fourth, but a six-round pick, man, that's scout team players, man.
Guarantee you, if you go and look in Amari Cooper's car right now, he got a bunch of food from In-N-Out Burger. He looked like kind of person to eat a lot of food. We expected him to perform. No, man, you got to get some Whataburger in your system. Maybe you can't come out here eating no In-N-Out Burger, try to perform in Dallas on the big stage. No, that's why he sounds so solid. Many times for contract negotiations, he's so solid, he stopped up from all the In and Out Burger. Just a water burger, man, would make better decisions. But you in Texas, you gotta eat food. Leave that other stuff alone, man.
And then, you know, the Browns are gonna load up with Deshaun Watson, $230 million contract. And then they're gonna try and trade Baker away. He's still on the team, they ain't traded him.
Hey, I was Baker, boy. I'd be hot right now.
Oh, I would be too.
You made all these commercials saying Baker's home, and you done did all these commercials in the stadium, and they do you like that?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. If I was him,
what's he trying to be? Go ahead, go ahead.
If I was him, like, I would be like, if I was him, I would turn into Will Smith and just go and slap my owner.
I do the same thing, but at the same time, he's being picky on where he wants to get traded to, and it's like, well, everybody else got their quarterback. Because really, the only teams left is the Panthers. They calling about him just because Sam Darnold clearly not living up to his hype. I mean, he clearly didn't lift up his hype in New York. It ain't gonna be no different in Carolina. Where else he gonna go? Who's he gonna
play? Raiders. Raiders.
Hell no! What do we need him for? What do we need that
for? Give him an eye patch. He'll look just like the dude on your shirt right now.
Sir, we do not need that bum. He can stay in Cleveland.
I don't need somebody like him. He's scrappy.
If anybody, if anybody was gonna get, I thought we was gonna trade the farm for Deshaun Watson.
Why would he want to go? Why would Deshaun Watson want to go to her?
Why not?
Why wouldn't he?
Top two tight end, a top 10 wide receiver. We got definitely a top 10 running back. Why not?
Y'all will never win y'all conference. It don't matter who y'all get. Y'all in the same conference with Kansas City. Now y'all got to deal with Kansas City. Now y'all got to deal with Denver.
Denver is trash. I don't care what anybody says. Russell Wilson's not going to change the style, the play of that garbage team.
What last name do he have? What's his name?
Big deal. He is garbage. He had more talent. He had more talent and better players in Seattle, and he was still terrible.
Okay.
But
Seattle.
He had DK Metcalf. He had Tyler Lockett. He had Chris Carson. They were still terrible. It's not going to be any different in Denver.
I bet Denver beat y'all both times this year.
Hell, no, sweeping them. We're sweeping them again. I ain't worried about them. There's only two teams I'm worried about. There's only two teams I'm worried about. The one in L.A. And the city. L.A. loaded up. They got Khalil Mack. J.C. Jackson, a top corner who was a free agency. They re-signed Mike Williams. Now, they got a little bit better.
Chiefs. Y'all gonna lose to the Chargers twice. Y'all gonna lose to Denver twice. And y'all gonna lose to Kansas City twice. That's six losses. Y'all are not gonna do nothing.
No. Hell no.
All right, bro.
The Chiefs, on the other hand, got rid of their number one weapon, sold the farm for Tyreek Hill, but they went and got out just to make up for Tyreek.
Okay, yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster, he has had one good season in the NFL, and that was when Juju Smith-Schuster has one good season, and you know when that season was? His rookie year when AB was still there. He had 1,000 yards. What did he do after that? Nothing. His best year, 800 yards.
Did he even play last year?
Did he
play for Snoop? Ain't that who played for Snoop?
You said he played for Snoop?
Did he play Little League football for Snoop?
So?
Okay, well, see, nobody don't care nothing about him. So, nobody ain't worried about Chiefs. He got too many names anyway.
Then, the Chiefs went out, they signed wide receiver 3 from the Packers, Valdez Scantlin. Wide receiver 3, that guy has not had more than 600 yards in the 4 years he's been in the league.
He'll probably get 600 against y'all in one game. That's what everybody do against
No. But we made a better trade. We went out, gave up a first and a second. Best receiver in the league, Davante Adams.
Why is he the best receiver in the league?
He is the best receiver in the league. Down.
How?
The yards he puts up, the touchdowns, his route running, his technique. Are you kidding me? He is the best receiver in the league.
Name another receiver Green Bay got. Name me a receiver. Name me another receiver or a tight end.
Robert Tonyan. That was tight end number one. Then they had that Scantling kid, Alan Lazard, Inquimus St. Brown. Those are all the other receivers. So clearly, A-Rod only had one dude to throw to.
Do any of them names sound athletic? Do any of them names sound like anybody you would throw on the football field? No, they don't.
Clearly, Aaron Rodgers was throwing it to him because they was getting a couple hundred yards a year.
Come on, we're talking about a West Coast offense. Aaron Rodgers is just, you don't have to be a great quarterback in the West Coast offense. Just think about that. And it's Green Bay.
He loaded up, man. I'm telling you. Then we got Chandler Jones, who's still a top edge rusher on the defensive side of the ball. Come on, man. Match it up with Mad Max Crosby, another top edge rusher in the NFL. Come on, man. You can't be mad about that, man. You can't be upset that we are loading up to finally to do what we should have been doing.
Losing?
Taking over.
What? Taking over what?
Ain't here no more, man. Gruden's gone. Majority of his players are gone. It's a new era with Josh McDaniels. They clearly came out swinging with a blockbuster.
You really think Josh McDaniel? Okay, Josh McDaniel.
Right.
Without his city in New England, telling him what to do, it's gonna be successful.
Now look, his first year in Denver. It wasn't real good, all right? He was still young. He was, in his 30s? He was still fresh in the league, all right? Mm-hmm. Fast forward now, he knows some people. He's learned a little bit more. He's adapted to the game. But the Patriots had a top-10 offense last year and made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. You can't tell me he is not a good offensive coach, but also knows people from the Patriot system.
He's a good offensive coach. I'm not denying that. But it's one thing, and you know this, we're not going to call no names. We done had a lot of folks that you know. So, from one position, and then become a head coach, things work out the same.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay. In your experience, what you done experienced, does it work out?
I know. No, not at all. Not at all, man. Look, all I know is made some moves. Still got the draft. Happens. We'll see what happens. I know your team needs to be worried because y'all lost a lot of folks.
We ain't worried about
Gregory.
It.
You had Randy Gregory already getting ready to sign his contract, and they said, no, I'm going to Denver. I'll see you later. Turned around and said, I'm going to Denver. You lose your best safety, Xavier Wood, but luckily, y'all re-signed Malik Hooker. Safety.
We're going to get Tyree Matthews. That's what we're going to go get. We're going to go get the Honey Badger.
I don't know, man. He looked like he's going to sign with us. So I know there's still some talks, but.
Who? Sign with who?
The Honey Badger. He's going to go play for us.
He don't like y'all colors.
Like, I don't know. He looked real good. He looked real good. I don't know if he want to go play for Dallas.
No. Don't want to play for Dallas.
Nobody likes Jerry's World, man.
If you ask any NFL player, if you go to the combine and ask them, where do you want to play? Unanimously. Dallas will be top five of everybody.
You're funny. Nope, definitely.
I'm not going to even be in the top. Y'all ain't going to even be in the top 32 with his older 32 team. Y'all wouldn't even be in the top 32. I know players right now who would rather go and play in Birmingham in the USFL than come play for y'all. You wouldn't be. I'm sorry.
Hey, globally love team. Everybody wants to come play for us. Everybody loves Vegas. No state tax.
Everybody.
Hey, man. All I know is. We had a good free agency, picked up a lot of guys. And, you know, we'll see what happens, man. It's still early.
Yeah, we gonna see. I really don't think y'all gonna do anything because y'all Raiders and y'all gotta be Patrick. Y'all gotta be my cousin.
We did something on Thanksgiving, didn't we? On national television. I was at that game too. I was at that game in Jerry's World on Thanksgiving, and I watched my scrappy team come down there and beat up on your team.
Yeah, the Cowboys do stuff for charity. That's why you see little pots at the end of the end zone talking about, you know, the Salvation Army.
Yeah,
do stuff
for charity. No, we just outplayed y'all.
Think about it. Y'all can only afford black and white jerseys. So we got to give y'all some kind of donation to make y'all feel relevant to the NFL. Y'all can't do afford no cup.
See, y'all just thought that you could sit Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb like, oh, this is an easy game. We got it in the bag. And y'all had to run for your money, and we clearly won, fair and square.
We do things for charity. We like doing things for charity.
When I was at that game, every Cowboy fan around me was upset.
They don't understand the business marketing part. You know?
Man, all I know is I was talking mad stuff around everybody. I was loud as I could be, and they was upset. They didn't want to talk that smack, man. They didn't want it. I told them to go home. I stayed in the stadium after all the fans were leaving. I was still cheering just because that's how mad they were. They didn't want to talk to me.
The hospitality in Texas, we want you to come down, enjoy yourself. You've never been around something so magnificent. So
magnificent, so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Never been around nothing. The closest thing you're going to have to something that magnificent is dying and going to heaven. And you experienced heaven on earth. Man, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, heaven on earth. Yeah. Yeah, okay, sure.
You never had an experience like that until you came to Texas. I'm happy.
It was a good time, but I wouldn't say it was a great experience, as you're trying to say how it is.
Look how you're bragging about it. The Raiders won in Dallas. You're bragging about it. You're so happy.
Yeah, on national television. We came to your house, and we were black because it was you guys' funeral that day. So we had to make sure we put you down there in the bag. We got the win on national television.
We do stuff for charity. That's how I'm going to leave it at that. Some NFL teams need a win somewhere. Can pay some bills. We probably pay for the trip for y'all to come down. Y'all are still paying moving expenses. Moving from Oakland. So we do things to help folks out. You know what I'm saying? That's what Jerry is known for, doing things for charity.
Oh, man. You got any final remarks as we close this thing out, man?
Man, just want to give a shout out to everybody. So welcome back. Glad to be back doing this, man. It's been a long time coming since we've been able to get back into this, you know. So,
yes, man.
My head again talking about sports, man. It's just like an amazing thing, man. And especially anytime I get to talk to you about sports, you know, take me back to the days we, you know, at OBC, talking about coaching football. So, you know, anytime I get a chance to talk to my former players and, you know, see y'all growing and doing big things, I ain't gonna talk about things you got going right now. You know, I'm gonna bring that out when you're ready to bring it out. But, man, just proud of the growth of, you know, former players and especially you, man, seeing some of the things you got going. I can't wait 5-6 years from now to see the stuff you got going because, man, you're just super talented, man. So I'm just excited, you know, to be back and to be talking sports with you, man. I just wish, you know, the growth would go over to you becoming a Cowboys fan. We're not the greatest.
Oh, man. I appreciate the compliments and everything, but I will never, ever Cowboys fan. I represent only in the NFL. But, man, it is exciting to be back, man. It feels good to, you know, get a little razzle-dazzle, you know, get real untamed, too, when it comes to the sports stuff, man. It brings back old memories. But we back in better than ever, man. I'm excited to see what happens, man.
We got some big things coming along this season, man. We're going to get to, hopefully, man, some of the people listening in appreciate it and like.
Sure, man. For sure, man. Well, that is it for this episode of Untamed Season 2. We're bringing it back. We had Season 1. This is Season 2 of the Untamed Podcast, man. This your boy, Bubba.
Those Doty, Baker to Vegas.
Signing out. Peace.